Earlier this year, my wife and I had to go to the bank to take out a home equity line of credit, and all for the want of a nail, sort of.
Your daily Lex.
Hey, everybody. I don't even know who everybody is. Hey, listeners to Your Daily Lex. It's me, Jason Snell, friend of Lex. I just want to be clear, asked by Lex to contribute this week while Lex is like with his butler on a cruise ship or something. I don't know. Something like that. And he said, you could do an episode of Your Daily Lex if you wanted to. Wouldn't be the first time. Many, many years ago in volume one or two of Your Daily Lex, I think I guessed it. Maybe even a couple of times. Anyway, earlier this year, I spent a lot of money. Well, no, that's not quite right. A few years ago, our power went out for 3 days. And this, I'm sure Lex has told this story to some of you before, but Lex had that happen with Hurricane Superstorm Sandy, where he had solar panels on his roof and his power went out and he had no power, even though he had solar panels on his roof, which seems like a bad idea. Anyway, I wanted to get solar panels because our power was out for 3 days. And I thought, one, I'm tired of spending money on electricity. Two, my electric bills are going way up. Three, I generate my own electricity with solar panels. It's better for the environment, better for me. Like, it's better all around. So I called a bunch of solar companies. And one of the solar companies was really eager to get my business. And they gave me a quote. And they have this little app. And they diagnosed how much solar panel stuff needed to go on my roof and all that. And then they did this all on the web. And then they came out and they're like, oh, how old is your roof? And I said, well, it predates when we bought the house, so we don't know. And they said, well, when did you buy the house? And I said, 1999. And they began to laugh and said, well, a tar and gravel roof really shouldn't last more than about 15 years. And it's been 25 plus. I don't advise you to have us screw things into your roof in order to mount solar panels if you're going to need a new roof, because then we'll have to take all of our panels off and it'll be very expensive. And so we weren't going to do it, but it didn't matter because like a week later, we discovered that that company suddenly filed for bankruptcy. So I'm glad we didn't give them any money, is what I'm saying. Years pass. And finally, this year, my wife, Lauren Snell, not Friedman, and I decide maybe now is time. The roof is at its end. We need to do the roof update. And if we're going to do the roof update, and here is the hole for want of a nail. If we're going to do the roof update, we can finally do the solar update. It's been queuing up. And then I had the thought too, which is if we're going to open up the roof for the solar, one of the things about having an electric powered house is I could get the gas furnace out of our house and replace it with an electric heat pump, which requires stuff to run through the roof. So you need to do it in conjunction with the roofer. The perfect time. Well, now we've got three enormously expensive projects happening simultaneously. Oh, and the heat pump will give us air conditioning, which I live in the Bay Area. We don't have air conditioning generally. Mostly because it's pretty mild, but we have those hot days. Have you noticed it's getting hotter? Yeah, it seems. I don't think it's just me. Anyway, well, interest rates are real high. Last time we did this, we had a very similar situation where we wanted to change some things about our kitchen. And we realized that if you change this, you got to change that, which means you have to change this, which means really precludes you from doing this without changing this. And it became a huge project that we basically had to wait until we were willing to do the whole thing. But because we bought our house in 1999, back then in 2011, it was very easy to just refinance your house, take some money out, do the upgrades, low interest rates, fantastic. Well, the interest rates are really high right now. So we had to go to our bank, home equity line of credit, because our house is worth way more than we spent, but we can't refinance. So we go to the bank. Also, our kids are basically almost through college now. So the money we used to spend on putting money in the college funds, we could put on this home equity loan. It's fine. We go to our local bank, they schedule us, and we go in there, and literally there's a guy who's like, I can't, I used to have the authority, but I don't anymore. You're going to need to talk to Shannon. Well, when is Shannon in the office? She isn't in the office. She's in Idaho. Okay. I put on a clean shirt to come in here, sir, on a Saturday. Anyway, we got the home equity loan. Shannon was lovely. from Idaho, Bank of America. She helped us out on the phone. And then the process began. But again, when we did our thing in 2011 or whenever, we had a contractor who handled everything. And also I was at work at Macworld working with Lex. And my wife was here in the house. And so she ran, she like answered all the questions of the contractor. Now my wife works outside the house. I work in our garage. So now I'm answering all these questions and I don't have a contractor. I have a solar company, a roofer, and an HVAC firm. And although they all have been given each other's contact information multiple times, they are completely incapable of speaking to one another about anything. I would literally CC or forward messages and be like, just so we're all on the same page, I'm going to restate what this email says. And here's the email and everybody got it. And then they would schedule things and go, oh yeah, can we come out? Is the solar done? I'm like, no, I told you when the solar is going in, you can't come out yet. So I spent this early part of this summer being I guess kind of a contractor. I don't know why these guys won't listen to each other. I don't know. So finally, the roofers came. The solar people came out, did a bunch of things into the roof. The roofers came out and sealed all of the solar things. And they covered my roof with foam. My roof is covered and insulated now. Fantastic. It's great. Waiting for the rest of it to happen. And again, it's just this endless juggle of like, the HVAC guys come out to install the furnace, the new heat pump, all of that. And then they're like, well, what do you mean the solar isn't installed yet? And I said, well, the solar isn't installed yet. They rescheduled it. So they work one day and they say, we're not going to come back for day two. We'll come back later. All right. Finally, the solar goes in. It's gone to the point now where it's literally a day before I'm going on a 10-day trip to Europe. They put the solar panels on my roof. Everything seems to work okay. But they're going to need to come back. And the HVAC guys want to come back now that the solar's in. And they say, so are you going to be here next week? And I'm like, I said, my son is going to be here. My son is home from college. He spends most of his time in his bedroom playing video games, but he'll be here. You can wake him up. I said, it's just a college student. You can wake him up. They're like, is he of legal age to sign documents? I'm like, well, I wouldn't advise him to sign anything, but he's 19. They're like, good enough. Okay. And I went to Scotland. And apparently it all just kind of happened while I was gone. All of these things that I was waiting all for like 4 months, 5 months to set up, the final coup de grace happens while I'm in Scotland. The advantage of having a college kid as your emissary is that he's generally up at 2 a.m. So I can get up in the morning in Scotland and send him a text and say, which I did. And I said, hey, did the guys come yesterday? And for me, this is the momentous thing in the world. Did the guys come yesterday to finish this project that's been going on all this time? I got a tap back thumbs up from my son. How anticlimactic. Anyway, I got a call from the HVAC guy yesterday who said, we got to come out next week and do a couple of things. It never ends. Enjoy your cruise, Butler Lex.